Thanks for listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Sharon Brody. Starting Tuesday morning at the state's three casinos, people will be able to legally bet on sports. Gamblers also will be able to place bets on other events, such as the Academy Awards and competitive eating contests. UMass Amherst School of Public Health and Health Sciences Professor Rachel Volberg researches the social issues created by gambling for the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. She says she thinks the negative impact of sports gambling is likely to be modest.
There are some vulnerable groups that we believe are more likely to get into trouble than others. We think the impacts are going to be moderate, but there are some groups that we think will be vulnerable because of their lack of experience with gambling or because they're being targeted very specifically by the sports betting operators in an effort to grow the market. So adolescents, young adults, women, immigrants, college athletes, and people who are already in recovery from a gambling problem.
In terms of risk, what is the difference between sports gambling and other kinds of gambling?
The most risky form of gambling is electronic gambling machines, slot machines. That type of gambling, far and away, is the riskiest. So it's not so much that sports betting is a risky form of gambling by itself. But where it really does make a difference is someone is already a lottery player, already a regular casino player, may play gambling games on their phone, and then adds sports betting to that mix. That is definitely a cause for concern.
What do we mean when we say risk?
Obviously, it starts with money. But, you know, it can very quickly move out into other realms of a person's life. So from the research perspective, we distinguish between individual harms, which can include mental health issues, depression or anxiety, as well as physical experiences of stress. Someone who's developing an issue with their gambling will spend more and more time gambling and less time with their friends and family. And so that affects their relationships in many different ways. And then there's harms to the community, which have to do not just with financial issues that an individual may cause in order to get money to gamble, but could also affect their ability to be effective in school or at work, all the way out to committing crimes to get money to gamble through experiences of depression so severe that they will attempt or be able to commit suicide.
With sports gambling, now that the landscape is changing, ads for gambling are actually woven into the fan experience of sports, and some of the actual content of sports coverage also includes gambling references and information. And I'm wondering how you think that might affect the decision-making process of people when they are thinking about gambling on sports.
From a sociological point of view, there is the issue of normalization. With the expansion in advertising and with the penetration of gambling language into sports broadcasting, it normalizes the gambling aspect. And so that makes it easier for people to say, well, you know, everybody's doing it, so I'll give it a try as well. The other concern is that when people do decide to gamble, you know, or to bet on sports, their assumption, because it's legal and because it's being advertised and because everybody's talking about it, their assumption is that it's being regulated effectively. And while that is certainly the case for the most part in Massachusetts, we're going to have legalized sports betting, but the illegal operators will continue to operate. There's no guarantee that people will be affected by the normalization and then only go with the legal operator. They may just go with an operator from somewhere outside of Massachusetts that's not being regulated.
Rachel Volberg of UMass Amherst researches social issues connected to gambling. Legal mobile sports betting is expected to begin in Massachusetts in March. You can reach the state's Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-327-5050. That's 1-800-327-5050 to call the Problem Gambling Helpline.